Lesson 6. Text 6. A Friend in Need by Somerset Maugham. Task. Listen to the text. Mark the stresses and tunes in the textbook. Practice your reading.
It's rather a funny story, he said. He wasn't a bad chap. I liked him. He was always well-dressed and smart-looking. He was handsome in a way, with curly hair and pink and white cheeks. Women thought a lot of him. There was no harm in him, you know. He was only wild. Of course, he drank too much. Those sort of fellows always do. A bit of money used to come in for him once a quarter, and he made a bit more by card play. He won a good deal of mine, I know that. Burton gave a kindly little chuckle. I know from my own experience that he could lose money at bridge with a good grace. I suppose that is why he came to me when he went broke. That, and the fact that he was a namesake of mine. He came to see me in my office one day and asked me for a job. I was rather surprised. He told me that there was no more money coming from home, and he wanted to work. I asked him how old he was. 35, he said. And what have you been doing hitherto? I asked him. Well, nothing very much, he said. I couldn't help laughing. I'm afraid I can't do anything for you just yet, I said. Come back and see me in another 35 years, and I'll see what I can do. He didn't move. He went rather pale. He hesitated for a moment, and then told me that he'd had bad luck at cards for some time. He hadn't been willing to stick to bridge. He'd been playing poker, and he'd got trimmed. He hadn't a penny. He had pawned everything he had. He couldn't pay his hotel bill, and they wouldn't give him any more credit. He was down and out. If he couldn't get something to do, he'd have to commit suicide. I looked at him for a bit. I could see now that he was all to pieces. He had been drinking more than usual. And he looked 50. The girls wouldn't have thought so much of him if they'd seen him then. Well, isn't there anything you can do except play cards? I asked him. I can swim, he said. Swim? I could hardly believe my ears. It seemed such an insane answer to give. I swam for my university. I got some glimmering of what he was driving at. I've known too many men who were little tin gods at their university to be impressed by it. I was a pretty good swimmer myself when I was a young man, I said. Suddenly, I had an idea. Pausing in his story, Burton turned to me. Do you know Cobe? He asked. No, I said. I passed through it once, but I only spent a night there. Then you don't know the Cheoya Club. When I was a young man, I swam from there round the beacon and landed at the creek of Tarumbi. It's over 3 miles, and it's rather difficult on account of the currents round the beacon. Well, I told my young namesake about it and said to him that if he'd do it, I'd give him a job. I could see he was rather taken aback. You say you're a swimmer, I said. I'm not in very good condition, he answered. I didn't say anything. I shrugged my shoulders. He looked at me for a moment, and then he nodded. All right, he said. When do you want me to do it? I looked at my watch. It was just after 10. but a swim shouldn't take you much over an hour and a quarter. I'll drive round to the creek at 12:30 and meet you. I'll take you back to the club to dress, and then we'll have lunch together. Done, he said. We shook hands. I wished him good luck, and he left me. I had a lot of work to do that morning, and I only just managed to get to the creek at Tarumi at 12:30. But I needn't have hurried. He never turned up. Did he funk it to the last moment? I asked. No, he didn't funk it. He started all right. But of course he had ruined his constitution by drink and dissipation. The currents round the beacon were more than he could manage. We didn't get the body for about 3 days. I didn't say anything for a moment or two. I was a trifle shocked. Then I asked Burton a question. When you made him that offer of a job, did you know he'd be drowned? He gave a little mild chuckle and looked at me with those kind and candid blue eyes of his. He rubbed his chin with his hand. Well, I hadn't got a vacancy in my office at the moment. Sports and games popular in...
Oh, Lord.